days. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's the amount of time left before Election Day. Republican Tudor Dixon is hoping to unseat Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Dixon tells Fox and Friends Weekend Whitmer has ignored the high cost of living.
She had an opportunity to give people of Michigan a child tax credit, to reduce the personal income tax. Twice she had that opportunity, and to reduce the retirement tax. And all three times she vetoed those.
Governor Whitmer campaigned in Detroit yesterday.
We cannot trust our future to dangerous people, people who peddle conspiracy theories, people who think they only win if someone else is losing.
Governor Whitmer was joined by former President Barack Obama, who also rallied in Wisconsin for Governor Tony Evers. A polarizing runoff election is being decided in Brazil. Far-right President Jair Bolsonaro is hoping to keep his job. He's up against former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Paul Pelosi remains hospitalized after the attack that occurred inside his San Francisco home. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the condition of her husband continues to improve.
42-year-old David DePape could face a whole list of charges, including attempted homicide, assault with a deadly weapon, elder abuse, and other felonies.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard. South Korea is reeling from its worst disaster in years. More than 150 people died Saturday night after getting trapped and crushed in a crowd surge.
Hundreds of emergency workers rushing to the scene to try to treat the injured. Desperately sad scenes of people giving CPR.
Fox's Kitty Logan. The victims were taking part in Halloween festivities. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
With the midterm blitz in full swing, President Biden heads to Florida this week.
There are two Democrats running for statewide office in Florida whose races are being closely watched. Former governor and former Republican Charlie Crist is hoping to unseat GOP incumbent Governor Ron DeSantis. Orlando Congresswoman Val Demings is hoping to take Republican U.S. Senator Marco Rubio's job. President Biden will appear this week for a rally and possibly fundraisers for them. The event is planned for Tuesday in the city of Miami Gardens in Broward County, Florida. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Governor DeSantis took a break from his own campaign schedule to lend his support to Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin, who wants to be the next governor of New York. DeSantis joined Zeldin on Long Island last night. The congressman has made rising crime the centerpiece of his campaign.
For our first act, the first day that we are in office, we are going to tell the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg that he is going to be removed for his refusal to enforce the law.
Zeldin is challenging Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul. Governor DeSantis is back in Florida and will rally next hour in Ave Maria. A boat that was headed to Florida from Cuba never made it there. It collided with a Cuban Coast Guard ship and flipped over.
Cuban officials saying at least five people are dead after that collision near Bahia Honda, about 2 hours from Cuba's capital of Havana. Among the five dead, a minor and three women, while about two dozen others were rescued. The boat they were using flipped over after colliding with that Cuban Coast Guard vessel. This coming amid the biggest migratory flight from Cuba in four decades, spurred by a deepening economic, political, and energy crisis.
That's Fox's Paul Stevens. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.